Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of visiting a sick person. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qal, kana ghulamun yahudiyun yakhdumu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam famarida fa'atahu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'uduhu faqa'ada inda ra'sihi faqala lahu aslim fanadhara ila abihi wa huwa indahu faqala ati' abal qasim faaslama فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقول الحمد لله الذي أنقذه من النار رواه البخاري. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that a Jewish boy used to serve Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he fell ill. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم went to visit him. He sat at his headside. First few lessons we learned, but one of the lessons as we're going on we'll explain more. When we visit a person, we explain to try and sit at the head side of the person. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat at his head side and said to him, embrace Islam, aslim, clear words, unambiguous words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, embrace Islam. Can you imagine what must have been the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There was a young Yahudi, a Jewish person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't happy with his Judaism, wasn't happy with any type of interfaith, that you are right, we are right, we are all right, we are all the family of, or the all the religions of Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, nothing like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned that how can this person accept Islam before he passes away, so he can also be saved from the fire of Jahannam. He was a person that would make khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about, like he was concerned about every person, but extra concerned that this was a person that would work for me. We have to just ask ourselves that how many staff we got that are working for us for years, and many of them are not Muslims. Do we ever have in our heart that how nice it would be if they can also accept Islam? Do we ever make dua for them? So look at the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We didn't want this young Jewish boy also to pass away without Islam. So we must also have that concern in us, how people around us can accept Islam. Not that we be comfortable with their religion. Unfortunately, this is the new push, that Abrahamic religion, Abrahamic accords, interfaith, etc., where we all take the positives from each other's religion and we just carry on as though everyone is right. There isn't such a thing as everyone is right. Islam is the deen and we must be convinced about it to such an extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself personally went to this home of this Jewish boy to get him to accept Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he told him was, aslim, accept Islam. It was his worry, concern that you made my khidmat. It mustn't be on the day of Qiyamah that it's such that you find yourself going into Jahannam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't try. It should never ever be like that. We know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out of his way, but an extra effort to see how this young boy can accept Islam. So anyway, aslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, embrace Islam. So the boy looked at his father who was with him. The father was also there when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. So the boy looked at his father, in other words, waiting for that acknowledgement from his father that, allow me to accept what he's saying. Allow me, I'm asking you for permission. So the boy looked at his father who was with him. His father told him, obey Abul Qasim. The Jews would refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Abul Qasim. They wouldn't refer to him as Rasulullah or Nabiullah. They would call him as Abul Qasim, the father of Qasim. So this is what he told his son. Obey Abul Qasim. The boy embraced Islam. Can you imagine what happiness he must have brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he embraced Islam? At this last moment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the fikr of visiting him, seeing him, and getting him to accept Islam, and he accepted Islam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from there making this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anqadhahu minan nar. All praise be to Allah ta'ala who saved him from the fire of Jahannam. Clear cut. So beautiful, so clear, that if he had passed away in this condition, in the fire of Jahannam, no such a thing as Abrahamic religion he was following, so he gets saved. Clear. Allah Ta'ala has saved him from the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because he accepted Islam. Islam is the boarding pass. Islam is the ticket for a person entering Jannah and getting saved from the fire of Jahannam. Some points under this that ulama bring, that it is permissible to utilize the services of a disbeliever. A person is a non-Muslim. If we want to employ the services of a non-Muslim, maybe a carpenter, a plumber, a tiler, whoever it is, whatever he does, whatever trade, we want to use the services of a non-Muslim, there is no harm. There is nothing wrong in using the services of a non-Muslim. Or even if it is a young person, but with the permission of his guardian, Here he had the permission of his guardian. The next is to visit a non-Muslim who is sick with the aim of bringing him to Islam. You can visit a non-Muslim who is sick, but the aim must not be to make him feel content upon his deen. The aim must be so that you can bring him to Islam, make him understand that Islam is the right religion. One should utilize every available opportunity to invite others to Islam. Whatever opportunity we get, we invite people to Islam, whether they accept or not, that's their prerogative. However, we did our duty of inviting them to Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned about the welfare of every person and desired that he be saved from the fire, everlasting fire. A believer should aspire for the guidance and the disbelievers as well as the sinners, and should never lose hope in this regard. Never lose hope. This person was, young man was on Judaism right up till the end. Nabi sallallahu alaihi didn't lose hope. He went to his home also and he invited him. A father should encourage his children towards the truth and goodness, even if he does not practice upon himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sincerity and compassion had a powerful impact on the hearts and minds of others. Good and righteous company is spiritually beneficial. Look at that. He had that company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That company didn't go to waste. At the end of the day, it was a means of him accepting Islam. So therefore, sometimes we think, what benefit we get in sitting in the company of the pious? We don't realize it has an effect, and at the time when it may be most crucial and most needed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that company, that sitting in the company of the pious, a means for us passing a very, very crucial phase in our life because of the barakah that we had said. So sometimes we don't see the results immediately, but definitely there is benefits of sitting in the company of the pious. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.